Don't you dare say the man cold, but if I had to ask you, what?
How did you know I was going there?
Because men are wimps when it comes to getting sick. What is the worst physical pain you've ever been in?
I wasn't going to say man cold. I was going to say tummy ache.
A tummy ache?
Those hurt.
That's the worst physical pain you've ever been. You've never broken a bone or torn a muscle?
No, thankfully, no. I mean, I've had a couple injuries, like working on stuff at home, like the story about me putting the drill bit through my leg.
But your tummy ache was worse?
My tummy ache's pretty bad. You're all curled up on the couch. You can't move. That is not a good feeling until whatever that is comes out.
Ew! We didn't have to go to the end result.
But here, I'll tell you this. I had a couple friends, and it's so weird that this came to me back to back. We saw a friend that we hadn't seen in a while, and she was telling us that she's in the process of getting a tattoo removed.
Uh-huh.
And she said, I can't remember how she described it, but it was like so bad that I like blacked out and was starting to cringe. And it was the smallest little tattoo. And she said, I have like 4 sessions to get rid of this thing.
I had a friend who had back in the day, you remember when the angel wings were big on her full back, and she was doing the process to get rid of that. And she said it was the worst pain she's ever been in. It was like somebody taking a rubber band and just flicking you over and over in the same spot.
That was exactly how she described it too. It was the rubber band. Yeah.
Oh.
And then I had another friend who said that she had kidney stones and she was in the hospital, and it was very descriptive, but it was a very, very large amount of pain. And that's one of my biggest fears is kidney stones. But with it being my biggest fear, you'd think that I would drink more water on a daily basis, and I don't.
Mm-mm.
It's going to catch up to me.
I'll tell you, my dad gets kidney stones, and the first time he got it, we thought he was having a heart attack because he was in so much pain. Yeah. So that one I could see.
Not fun. I don't want that to happen to me.
Let's compare war stories. What is the worst physical pain you've ever been in?
And it's okay, guys, if you want to say tummy ache.
No, it's
not.
It's
fine.
And if you do, can you just call it a stomach ache?
No, we use tummy ache.
Anthony over here needs a popsicle for his tummy ache. You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. I'll give you the medical term of mine, and I'll tell you what it is coming up. It's middle schmerz.
Oh, bless you.
Well, somebody get an antacid. Anthony has a tummy ache.
No. I don't have one currently. Thank goodness.
Because you wouldn't be here.
Right. I would have called in sick.
We're talking about the worst pain you've ever been in because you legitimately had a conversation with people who have been in pain, tattoo removal, and kidney stones, and you threw on the list a tummy ache.
Yeah, you asked me, what's the worst pain you've been in? And I started thinking, well, I've got, a couple cuts and little injuries here and there working on stuff at the house. Thankfully, I'd never broken a bone, never fractured anything. And then I started thinking, oh, the tummy ache is bad. And then you know what else I brought up? The casual like paper cut or something that you get on your fingers. Not the paper cut itself, but because once it's there and you start doing more things throughout the day with your hands, it sparks up again. You could feel it again.
Your tummy ache and paper cut do not make the list.
Wait, I'm not done. Cutting your fingernails too short? Oof, that hurts.
Okay, let's get some people to really weigh in. The worst physical pain you've ever been in. Rita and Hemet, tell us about it.
Waking up from a major arm fracture, having a titanium plate put in.
Ooh, so the pain was actually like the recovery process?
I've had multiple surgeries, but waking up from that surgery, from a bone surgery, was definitely the worst pain I've ever experienced. That includes childbirth.
Okay, and worse than when you actually broke it or fractured it?
Yeah, I was actually in shock probably when I broke it. I slipped on ice and did like 5 major fractures.
Oh my God. Okay, Anthony's walking in bubble wrap now. He's terrified. He can't get over a tummy ache.
Tell him to be careful of the ice.
Misty in Temecula, what's the worst pain you've ever been in?
Oh, definitely childbirth.
Did you do it natural?
99%.
What happened with the other 1%?
I begged them for some medicine.
I changed my mind. Give me anything.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and I'm not even going to put childbirth on the list for me.
Because does childbirth vary? Because from some women I've heard it is painful, but for others they say, oh, I thought it was going to be a lot worse than that.
Oh, well, yeah, because I was drugged up. As soon as I walked in, I was like, I'm having a baby. I need an epidural.
So the meds are the reason for that. You can't
feel it. Okay. The recovery is not grand.
Worst
pain I've ever been in, though. I left K-Frog, was not feeling well. I had to stop on the way home to get sick on the side of the road because I was in so much pain. Finally made it home, Art saw me and was like, something is not right with you. Are you okay? And I was like, I don't know what's going on. I have this excruciating pain in my lower stomach. Like, I need to go to the hospital. Took me to ER. They took me right back because they thought it was my appendix. It was middle schmerz. And I might be saying that wrong. It was ovulation pain.
Really?
Yes. Which I guess this is the thing. And in some cases, it can be extreme pain to the point that it made me puke because I was in so much pain.
Really?
Yes.
I've never heard of that.
Neither have I. But let me tell you, when I left, I was like, you can't tell me it was something else. I can't go back and tell everybody. Sorry. It was ovulating.
There was nothing that attributed to it. It was just something out of the blue.
And it was just one time. Never happened again.
Ouch.
I'm really surprised we haven't got more drunk stories hearing that, hey, bartender, of dumb things people did while they were drinking to lead to the worst pain ever. But I guess maybe you're already medicated that way.
I think that's a whole other topic.
Because this one, I'm like, there has to be a bigger story to it. The 951 says, my own father hit my right butt cheek with a golf ball when I was 13, all because I didn't get back in the golf cart. 6 inches higher, and it would have been a different story. Yeah, luckily he hit your butt and not your back.
That's a scar or anywhere else on your body.
Get in the golf cart.
One more cushion right there.
760 agrees with you. Anthony says the worst pain is my tum-tum problems.
You can joke about it all you want, but that is those are some serious issues. Once it gets in that area, if it's so bad, you're kind of like hunched over, you can't walk, you can't do anything. You're done.
Oh my gosh, Anthony, I'm going to get you a heating pad, which I thought I needed when I had my worst pain ever, which was, I clicked off of it. It's like middle schmerz.
Wiener schnitzel.
Yeah. Sounds like wiener schnitzel, but it's ovulation pain, which I didn't know was a thing. Literally had me puking because I was in so much pain. That's how bad it was. Tasha in San Bernardino, what about you? What's the worst pain you've ever been in?
So kind of going back to your ovulating pain, I actually, believe it or not, experienced something similar for about 8 years up until I had my first kid, and then somehow it went away. And I could never explain or compare the pain to anything. And until I had her, and I was like, you know, all those years, I felt like I was in labor every single month, literally.
Did the doctors diagnose you with something? Because that sounds terrible.
So they attributed it to ovarian cysts, which eventually later on in life, I ended up having surgery to remove a couple of them. But other than that, I have never heard of yours. And now I'm like, you know, maybe that was it. I don't know.
And I'll tell you, I've never heard of mine either until I was there. And they said that. And I was like, oh my gosh, I seem like I'm such a wimp. And they're like, no, like women routinely come to the hospital for this because they don't even know about it.
Literally felt like childbirth every single month for me for like 8 years. So I get it.
Thank you. Because Anthony over here trying to compare it to a tummy ache. I'm like, no.
Okay. Yeah, he doesn't even know.
The only egg I dropped was my hard-boiled one this morning on the floor.
Oh, man. Poor Anthony.